Sunset, Milwaukee, Chicago, Florida, Extreme. This is your radio host, AJ Fresh.
Back to life, back
yes.
to reality, back to life, back to
we need to talk about this and this shit and this shit. Going on in people's families and shit.
Brother, everything going all right? What about
all
your
right,
end?
That's what. Oh, so far so good. You know, it's all about family with us. You know how it go. We just got to inform
yeah.
these viewers what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Step mm-hmm. back or reap. Step back and reap. Yes, ma'am.
Yep. You got to reap what you sow.
That's what's up. You know. I sit here and think about some stuff, you know, people call to tell me things, you know, about something in their life, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you get the experience and you want to share it with the audience because they probably going through the same thing everybody else is going through.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what
so
we
how's your day going?
Today,
step back and reap. You know, sometimes you get these crime snatchers. You know what I'm saying, and your family, your son, your spouses and stuff, and, you know, when they try to take advantage of elderly people, you know what I'm saying, or they're being on disability and all that kind of stuff, you know, and Social Security, and I just want to talk about
mm-hmm.
that real folks. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, you want to get at me, go right ahead, but I warned you. I said I might put a karate chopping on you when it comes to
mm-hmm.
my elderly folks. If you got a grandma or a grandpa or mama and daddy, you know, that's up in age, you know what I'm saying? You know, the Bible tells us to look after our elders, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so we got to defend them, you know what I'm saying? And this is where I'm at with
mm-hmm.
you. Go ahead, Monica, give me your take on that.
Well, I don't know, man. You said sowing and reaping. No, so... I don't know, I pass judgment on folks, but sowing and reaping, you got to, even if you old, you still got to reap what you sow.
Oh, yeah.
Family or no family, you know. So it's just like if I go in there and make me some stew, I make a choice to make me some stew, and then I come back and I'm looking at TV, and the stew burning. That's the fruit of my labor, not watching my stew. So that you got to take that same concept in life throughout life. You got to watch what you do. You just can't do what you want to do without consequences. The consequences of leaving that stew on that fire too long is burning it. If I tend to it and I watch it, the chance of it burning becomes less because I'm paying more attention to it. I'm listening to those cues of the fire and or the pot boiling and stuff like that, you know?
Hey, well, what about that chicken and that mashed potatoes, you know what I'm saying, to go with it?
Yeah, it's the same thing. If you don't watch that stuff, it'll burn.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Hey, no, I mean, it's a lesson in everything that you do.
Yeah. That's why I say, for instance, these older people that go on with younger people, that got a little scenario for you. One of my family members had married someone. He was in his 60s and she was in her 20s. It was a large age gap. They got married. And then later on, he had a stroke down the line. They was married for like maybe 2 or 3 years before he had the stroke. So now when he started getting ill, then that's when everybody want to jump in and be like, oh, she a gold digger, she this, she that, she this. But they forget about, it don't matter what you think at this time. It don't matter if she a gold digger or not. The point is she's in his life. And she's making those decisions for him. They don't want him to go to a nursing home. That's what the family was, they was knocking heads with her. But the thing about it is that she had the right to do so. That was her husband. Even if it was her boyfriend and he gave her that power of attorney, what can the outsider do, even if they is family? What can they do? You got us, That's a choice that they make. And you might not like it, but you gotta suck it up.
That's true. You know, it makes you think, like, you know, because you're not there, you don't really know what's really happening behind the scenes,
right?
Especially like,
and they just look, they just looking in from the outside. That's all that is. You know, they don't know what the person have to do to take care of them or whatever. You know.
But you know what's strange, though, like, it's like when it comes to them going to the hospital and stuff, and they stand back and let stuff happen, you know, but then they don't show up, you know what I'm saying, when the other person gets in that situation, then what are you supposed to do? And that's where the question comes in at, you know, with that power of attorney and stuff, because if that person is not there when they get sick, you know, only when they're there in their apartment on their crib or house or whatever, and they deal with them then, but they're not at the hospital when they go into this situation, then what happens? Who takes over then?
Attorney, all the hospital got to do is call them and ask them what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily got to make decisions to be at the hospital. You can do that over the phone.
True that.
Again, reaping and sowing. You got to be caught. You know, you got to be careful of the choices that you make.
Right. I can understand it. Yeah, folks. If you're dealing with this type of situation, you know what I'm saying. You know to get help. You know what I'm saying. Go to talk to somebody that's in a legal position to see what's good when it comes to those, to your family members and your spouse or whatever, or your mate or whatever, and see what, you know, especially when it's dealing with their health, because it's very important, because then you got to look at what's coming after that. Go ahead, Monica.
Well, you know, again, it's reaping and sowing, but I ain't trying to pass judgment on folks, but you got to be at least trying to get to know the person, you know, before you start allowing them to make decisions for you. You got to take baby steps with people. You got to take baby steps. You give them a small responsibility and you build up on that just in case things do happen. You know, and then you also have a backup, somebody else that's secondary when this person is not available. That's my advice, you know, for those people.
Through your experience dealing with something like that in a family, what do you suggest that maybe like a brother or a sister to a person that's dealing with that one I will say, I'm not saying no names, but you know, that one mate that's just irritated, that maybe can't stand the family, what do you suggest for them to do?
Sue, what can they do? If they try to get along, well, leave them alone. Because they don't do no good. Because, for instance, if I allow Joe Blow to make decisions on my behalf in case something happens, what can the outsiders do? What can family do? They can't do nothing. That stuff is in writing. You know? In regards to if they like the person or not, it's just that what I chose to do. And the family has to respect it. You know, they have to respect it. You know, there have been many cases of several years ago, a woman got into an accident. She was pregnant. The husband wanted to take her off of life support. The family was fighting the husband, saying, I know this is not something that she wanted. But essentially, the husband, essentially, he got what he wanted, in regardless to if he had a girlfriend or not. But that's why you got to be careful. Who's going to have your back when you down? It's more than who's your cat and ding-a-ling that you got to think about. You got to think about some serious stuff. Can I really count on this person when I'm down? You know, but, and it's another instance, a family battled, they won in this case, the family, the parents battled the husband. Again, the lady, she had took illness, you know, their daughter took illness, and the husband fighting the family in the hospital to take his wife off her life support. But eventually, a couple of years down the line, he did take off her life support. She didn't last that long, of course. And he pretty much wanted to move on with his life. You know, he couldn't get no divorce. The lady was incapacitated. You know,
wow.
He couldn't say anything. She was in a coma. But he couldn't get a divorce, so he had to wait till she died. And that's the thing about it. You gotta, before you hook up with somebody, You better make sure that's the person you want to be making decisions for you, because, you know, these fools out here, they just want to go on with their life.
Right. You know what?
You know, it's been many cases like that.
I'm glad you said that, because, you know, it really make you stop and think, like, if you got to get a life insurance policy and all that other stuff later down the road, you know what I'm saying, in the future, because you already know. You know, it lets you really know this person is really faithful, can do what they can do to help you. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what's going to happen, you know, down the way. Is that person going to sell you out or whichever? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it do make you think. I'm, that's some good wisdom.
Yeah, so you got to watch it. So, and even money plays a funny part in them, too.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know,
money plays a funny part in it as well. That's why, well, my recommendation is this. If you do take out life insurance or some type of funeral arrangements and stuff like that, people on those policies, at least two, that's making a decision. Don't have it all going to one person, one beneficiary, because you never know, them bastards might walk off with the money.
That makes sense, because, I mean, you know, I think about that. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, Monica, because, you know, when you think about it, you know, you want to be safe than sorry.
Yeah, true. Yeah, that's true. But that's what my recommendation is.
Well, folks, you heard it first and foremost from your radio co-host, You know what I'm saying? And this is good vital information to you guys. You know, we just got to let the public know what's cracking. You know, it ain't just a hood thing. It's a universal thing. You know, say something else, Mama.
Yeah, oh, just try to make the informed decision and ask yourself if something were to happen to me, can I really depend on this person? And if you say you can't, trust me, you know if you can based on their actions, what they've already shown you. People just don't change overnight, so they're going to show you their true patterns. So go by their true patterns, not what you think, but what you see. Not what you think. Thinking to get you in trouble because your thoughts deceive you. But go by what they actually do for you. And if you can't get an honest answer, if something were to happen to you and you can depend on this person, that's not the right person. Family or no family.
Good advice.
It's not that.
It's real good advice. You know, I like the way you keep it 1,000, co-host. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, like I said, you know, it's about being 100% of 1,000 real. You know what I'm saying? If, you know, if people ain't real with each other, then and not real with themselves, they can't be real with other people. You know what I'm saying? And I like the way you keep it 1,000 on here because people need to know the truth. You know what I'm saying? I got one announcement to make, and we're in the Wisconsin, Ohio, Michigan district convocation tonight at 7 o'clock. I almost forgot about the announcement. We got some dynamite speakers. We got one more service tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Come join us on at 2122 North Halyard Street, which is on 7th and Garfield, where we get it in over there. You know what I'm saying? All right. You got some words. So you got any announcements, co-host?
No, I don't. Not at this time.
One more thing I want to ask you about. How are those designs coming?
Oh, pretty good. Just the mastering,
the concept, and just moving it along.
I heard that. Hey, if you guys need any women need any good designs for their clothing, you know, contact Monica. Monica got a fashion that's out of this world. I just want to inject that she ain't just a motivator. She's a fashionator. All right.
Innovator.
Innovator. Yeah, man. Yes. You know, I'm looking forward to, you know, I'm getting things organized, you know what I'm saying, for the trip and stuff. I had just talked to my auntie yesterday, last night, and she was talking about going with me, so I was like, oh, wow. but all that's in the making, you know what I'm saying? And then got things in order, got caught up with my bills and stuff, and, you know, just making stuff, you know, organized, prioritized, you know what I'm saying? But everything's looking up, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, we just want to tell you a new experience, brand new season, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You know, when you guys that didn't pick this, you could download the show later, you know, to your cell phones, to your tablets, your PCs or whatever. Check us out, you know what I'm saying? We're still on the move. Then you got to say, co-host.
Oh, I can be reached on Facebook, Momo, M-O-O, M-O-O, and also Knit Revolution, Miss Momo Souls. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I know that's right. And you can also hit me up under the New Spirit Post-Production marketing, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Working for these people, doing what they do. You know what I'm saying? We do production. Talk to you. We'll get back to you, folks. You know? And we're going to say back to life, back to reality. You feel me? Moo moo.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be like Bishop Boone. We don't want to say what he want to say.
To all our fans out there,
we love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Let's hit it with Back to Life. All right, let's get it. Let's get it. Get your roll on, Monica. Here we go. Yeah.
Back to life, back to reality, back to life, back to reality.
All right, guys, have a beautiful day. Enjoy the season. Be blessed. AJ Fresh out. The co-host, Monica McGee.
Orlando, Florida. Peace.
Hey, man, I'm trying to get this right.
Orlando, Florida. Peace.